fall colors are here. As you can see, it's a little windy today. Some of my trees are still have limbs and leaves on them. You look up the creek, maybe, and see the creek is all colored with fall colors. Many of the leaves have fallen off of them already. We're going to go down the road. Marilyn wanted to take a picture of the Ford Ranch where I used to work and live back in 1960 and 61, and you'll see that. I'm recording. There is White Mountain Peak. The sun is shining over it. Now cars coming down the road here on this very busy road at the 5 o'clock traffic. Over here is the apple orchard. All the apples. Down here again. Traffic on this road. It's the 5 o'clock traffic on Highway 264. Here's where we have a new creek. Indian Creek is coming down here and crossing the road. Indian Creek hadn't run for years, but this year it's running. Getting down here. And I'll pause for a moment. Coming up to the Hanson homestead here. Yes, the word homestead. This land was homesteaded in the 40s and 50s. And you can see out here, even in the middle of the Wander Wilderness, there is a UPS truck going right down the road. Now over here, that area over there was the old Lemon homestead. They were American Indians. Buck Lemon was killed. They called him Buck Lemon. Was killed gathering hay with his hay loader. It broke down on him and crushed him many years ago. Coming up to the road, Sage Inn Lane. Now we're coming up to the Hanson homestead. Over here, where their trees are turning color. I got trees off of that place to in my old home in the middle of Fish Lake Valley. There are those coming. The most elaborate and beautiful, there's Herschel's daughter who lives down there on the Rusty J Ranch. And then we're coming up to the Corn Ranch. Now all the trees down here on the Corn Ranch and the ones in the front were fence posts. The Leidy, it was the Leidy McAfee Ranch before that, and they cut a bunch of fresh poplar post to build a fence, and they built a great big circle fence in the front yard, and it went all the way around, and they took these fresh poplar posts that they cut. If you look up Leidy Canyon there, you'll see all the cottonwoods up there, and they're all turning color. That's Leidy Canyon and Leidy Creek. They went up there and cut posts and planted the post and put barbed wire fence around the big pasture where they could put cattle in it. And they all grew. Every one of the posts grew. They became live posts. And then, of course, they had to build another fence because that became a living fence. you can see here, it went all the way down to there. And these trees are just absolutely beautiful, brilliant. I wish we'd been here 30 minutes ago. Those trees just look like 24 karat gold. I think you can still see the beauty and the colors of them. But these were all fence posts. All fence posts. You can still see a little bit of green in them. But they are very, very beautiful.
How does it look on your camera, Jim?
It looks real good on the camera and we're recording. I just hope this shows the colors like they are. We'll turn around down here and start back again. There's the Cord Ranch. Those were all fence posts at one time. As you can see there, those were all fence posts. Now, many of them have died. The Cord Mansion is still down there. Cord paid a man by the name of Williams, I believe. I could be wrong on his name. And he paid him $50,000 to build the house on the Cord Ranch. He had one down in Los Angeles. And that one down there cost over $1 million. But up here, the building costs a little better. There's a hawk there. We're turning around. Looking at the Cord Ranch. Here comes the truck. Right behind me. I have to get out of that guy's way. Hauling equipment down the road. There at the Cord Ranch, you can see it shining. The sun's still shining on Ice House Canyon over there. And those were all posts that became trees. A row on this side and a row on that side. You can see how they were planted so far apart. One of the Lighty girls was telling, I've told this story for years, and people looked at me and laughed that those were fence posts. But the Lighty girl, which is probably much older than me, was telling how that her grandmother said that her and her great-grandmother cut these fence posts and put them in there, and that all of them grew. And there that is, right there, with that beautiful. Those are the Silver Peak Range mountains over there. And out toward there is the road to Silver Peak, the little town of Silver Peak, Nevada, and also to the Hot Well. Thank you for going with us on this little tour. One last look here at the creek. If you can see way over there, that Bigfoot walking along, just a silhouette. That's him. There's our trees that are going to sleep. Silver Peak Range, you can still see the top of them with light on them. There comes one of our cats. Hey, Snowball. Where you going, girl? Going down on the creek. The rabbit brush has finished blooming. Most of it's going to sleep. It's time to shut the water off today. I will turn it back on during the winter time for these pine trees. I have to have water in the winter time. There's a blue heron out there killing my fish. creek is roaring. It has been running hard. You can see our colors. Obviously, pine trees always stay green, even when they have snow on them. Nearly all of our fruit trees have started coloring, turning color, and there's Kitty. She's got to be down here in the middle of everything. There's our latest addition here, the Montmorency cherry, which I love Montmorency cherries. I eat them every day. There's our apple tree, actually a three-way apple tree. That's showing up very well. Walk down the creek here. The creek is running very brisk. It has been overflowing. Going over the bridges, there is a plum tree. Satsuma plum. It is asleep now. And Kitty leading me as we go. There is the creek running along here. The creek comes all the way up here at night time. Times and runs over. Marilyn's little statue, some Dopey, Grumpy, and Thumper, and a little turtle, and frog, and a little girl reading her Bible. And little there, Kitty is in there running around inside of the brush. There is Bambi, so to speak, and our other little frog and other little elf gnome. All the leaves are changing, turning beautiful. Kitty leading me all the way. Coming up to another cherry tree. This is a Stella cherry tree. It's lost all of its leaves. Are you slowly looking at this kitty? Watching what's ahead. There could be a mountain lion or bear around the corner, huh, girl? That creek is really deep here. Probably over 6 feet deep, maybe 8. Maybe 10 feet. Who knows? I haven't ever tried to find the bottom of it there. Here's three more. Tree, a plum tree, a peach tree, and an apple tree. And our dying little tomato plants. They've done their job for the year. We got quite a few of them off of there. Kitty's hunting for rabbits and squirrels all along there. Beautiful, brilliant colors. The birch trees have already gone to sleep. Looking back up toward our house, up toward Boundary at Montgomery Peak. And on down here in the beautiful colors. This was running full of water all the way through here, up all up on this side and on the other side also, several times during the floods here this summer. And even a couple of weeks ago, we had 3¾ inches of rain, I believe, in about 3 weeks. You can see here where the water ran out of the creek here, and it's still very damp here. Down here to the last, there goes a rabbit. You can see where that dampness is here, all the way down, running over. There she goes. Yeah, she feels good. Well, that's it. Thank you for following us along on this beautiful tour of Fish Lake Valley and DTW Western Nevada headquarters. God bless you. Thank you for your offerings and love toward us. Just kept us going. God bless every one of you.